Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In NFL news, Tom Brady says he's thrown his final pass for New England, and it appears he could be headed to Florida. The 42-year-old quarterback announced his split from the Patriots on social media yesterday, a franchise he's led to 6 Super Bowl titles. Brady's representatives are reportedly in serious contract discussions with the Buccaneers. Brady isn't the only decorated quarterback to leave the only NFL team for which he's played. Longtime Chargers star Philip Rivers has reportedly agreed to a 1-year contract with the Colts, and the Panthers are parting ways with 2015 MVP Cam Newton in favor of Saints backup Teddy Bridgewater, who accepted a 3-year, $63 million contract. The Saints are keeping their record-setting quarterback, however, giving Drew Brees a 2-year, $50 million contract. In other NFL news, the Eagles have released safety standout Malcolm Jenkins, who led their secondary for the last 6 years and helped them win the 2017 NFL title, and the Giants have reached an agreement with Kyler Fackrell on a reported 1-year contract. In NBA news, Kevin Durant is one of 4 Nets players to have tested positive for the new coronavirus, bringing the total to 7 known players in the NBA. Durant confirmed his status with The Athletic yesterday. The Nets did not name any players when making the announcement, but say only one of the 4 is exhibiting symptoms. In other virus-related news, a second Yankees minor leaguer has tested positive for COVID-19. Also, a person in the discussion says the PGA Championship will not be held in San Francisco during the 3rd weekend of May. The French Open, planned for May 24th in Paris, has been pushed to September, and the U.S. Tennis Association says it is considering postponing the U.S. Open, which is currently scheduled to start on August 31st in New York. I'm Jesse King.